it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
We are back on the air. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. But hey guys out there, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, and thank you so much for joining me on this Wednesday evening. Yes, we're on a new night and a new time, testing some things out. Gotta say thank you guys for tuning in, because we've been gone for a minute. Took a little break over the summertime, a much needed break, and decided to come back and try out a new night, new time, Wednesday nights, 9 to 11. So bear with us as we deal with this transition. But it's going to be fine, because we're going to have a lot of fun. But if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you're a regular, welcome back. I am so happy that you decided to join me, because we have a lot of fun on This Date Is Over Radio, where we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly. Because sometimes, just sometimes, dating can be ugly. Now, if it's your first time listening, once again, I'm your host, Miss Marie, and I am the non-expert dater, because I don't know a damn thing about dating and relationships. So I'm just kidding. I just know a little bit, but I will not portray myself to be anybody's expert. So you can take what I got to say with a grain of salt, and you can chime in with your opinions as well. The number to reach me in the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can also hit me up on social media. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And be sure to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now, thisdateisover.com is the website that gave birth to this show. That didn't even sound right, but whatever. But yeah, it was the brainchild, my brainchild, you know, thisdateisover.com, for you to post your bad date stories. So make certain you go there too. So I just gave you a whole bunch of instructions. So I'll put it on the Facebook page and everywhere else, so you'll be able to take it down, you know, take notes when you're listening to this show. But anyways, we got some special guests in the studio, and I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself. So, starting with you, sir.
What's going on, world? It's your man, D.H. in the building, man.
D.H. in the building. And who are you, D.H.?
Oh, man. D.H. is a very, very important individual. No, I'm kidding.
That human?
Yes. I'm
is that what D.H. stands for?
Not something like that.
Okay. So DH is in the building.
Already.
What's up? This is Howard. Y'all seen me before. Y'all heard me before. You ain't never seen me.
That's it? It's Howard.
Yeah, I mean, that's just me. That's my brand.
That's
my
his
name.
Brand. That's Howard. It. That's his brand. And you, my good sir?
Heck, Lindsay Gray. You know, Dr. Gray, friend of the
good
show.
Doctor.
Good doctor.
Good to be back.
Good doctor. Thank you guys for coming back and joining me this evening for this inaugural show for the season.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Wednesday nights, new night, new time. This Date Is Over Radio. Now, before we get into tonight's topic, I want to give you guys some announcements. October 25th, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put on my costume. I don't know what it's going to be yet. I'm going to put on my costume. I'm going to hop on the bus, not no metro bus, but, you know, charter bus.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to the vineyard and sip on some wine.
Okay. That sounds like a good
Because I'm going to do it for the vine. Or do it for the vineyard. But do it for the vine.
Okay.
At the Hollowine day trip. So if you guys are interested, please go to thisdateisover.com. Purchase your tickets. It's going to be a smashing good time. You know, it's going to be a Halloween celebration at the vineyard. We're going to taste some wines. We might even get a complimentary glass to take with us. Okay. We're going to be in our costumes.
How you don't know what you're wearing, though? You run out of time. You got a month left.
I got plenty of time.
Okay.
Come on now. I live across the street from
Party
City.
I had to order all my little pieces for my joint. I'm ready.
Well, that's you.
Yeah.
So are you coming is the question.
Yeah.
Good.
I'll be there.
Make sure you get your ticket.
Yeah.
ThisDateIsOver.com.
Yep.
Click on the events tab.
All right.
Get your tickets right there. Okay. And we are partnering with for Carpe Diem LLC with this event. So it's going to be a smashing, smashing good time. And in other news, you know, my mother's birthday was yesterday. Dang, so it was a holiday. Happy belated birthday to my mommy, Janet. And in the spirit of her special day, I wanted to make certain I announced that her group, yes, my mother's into oldies but goodies. That's how I get my love and appreciation for music. She has a dinner show. The group is called Silk Soul. It's going to be on Sunday, November 16th. Yes, smashing good time as well. It's going to be in Laurel, Maryland. So if you're interested in getting tickets, you can hit me up on the show. Or you can just hit me up on Instagram, wherever you want to hit me up. At DateIsOver, Instagram, Twitter. Or you can call me. Actually, I'm not giving you my phone number. But you can email me, info@thisdateisover.com. Well, let me stop rambling because we got a lot of ground to cover. Tonight's topic is, can a physical / domestic abuser be rehabilitated? And that's what we're going to talk about. Not right now because I'm going to play some music first. But I want y'all to ponder on that. Absolutely. Because, you know, everybody's in a and got their nightie in a knot because of this whole Ray Rice situation. Yeah. And understandably, because he clocked the hell out of his now wife. Chick passed out. So, yeah.
Kicked her a little bit.
Yeah. Dragged her out. He did a lot of inappropriate things. So, can an abuser, you know, a physical abuser / you know, somebody who's been involved with domestic violence, can they be rehabilitated? So give me a call. The number's 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at DateIsOver, same on Instagram, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now, DH.
Yes, yes, yes.
You sent me some music.
I did.
And I normally don't play other people's music on my show. So you are special, my friend. You are very, very special. So, do you want to introduce this track? You know, the one that you're going to be putting on iTunes?
Yes. This is my new single off the album called Walk. It's short for We All Love Karma. And basically, this song that you're about to hear is with myself, also with Christian Tyler out of Baltimore. And it's just about, you know, what goes on over the weekend and how a relationship can change. And just a
weekend can change a lot of things.
Exactly.
So what's the name of the song?
It's called Blame It on the Weekend with Christian Tyler. It'll be on iTunes next Tuesday. So you guys can go out there and get it and check it out. So I appreciate y'all rocking with me.
Yeah. So here it is, Blame It on the Weekend by DH, right here on The Flow.
Wild nights. Then you wake up, she still got her makeup, laying on Marriott pillows. Tell me, how did I get here? To my surprise, I open my eyes. Now I know what happened. I'm addicted like a drug. I can't get enough of that weekend love. Now I'm looking for my keys. Gotta get home. Cause I'm supposed to be alone. But I'm sleeping with another girl. I can hear it in your tone. When I heard a voicemail on my phone, I did it again. It's not my fault, but blame it on the weekend.
Said I know you gonna be sleeping, and you gonna be creeping, baby.
Me, but hear my story one last time. Happy hour turning the day, and you're looking stupid like a rock in a hard place. How could I be so foolish over and over, giving you the cold? Yeah.
toss a rock in the Hennessy. Blame it on the Marriott, cause they gave it. I don't care what you want.
Are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Variety. You're listening to The State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Got some special guests in the studio. Got DH. What's up, DH?
Hey, what's going on?
Got Howard.
What's going on?
And we got Dr. Gray.
What's up?
What's going on? You just heard music from a group called The Internet. Love that album. The song was Red Balloon. And we started the show off with music from DH, sitting to my left.
Hey.
Blame It on the Weekend, because it ain't his fault. He doesn't have any willpower. He gonna get drunk. He gonna cheat on his girl, because he can't get his ish together.
What was that, Henny and Ciroc?
Yeah, Henny and Ciroc.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't blame
all the brown and all the white.
Yeah.
Sunday nights, trade winds, drinks in the air. But anyways, we're talking about, can an abuser, you know, physical, domestic violence, you know, can that person be rehabilitated? Now, of course, all this was, you know, this topic came about because of the whole Ray Rice situation. And I'm certain everybody knows that he punched the hell out of his wife in an elevator casino, and she hit her face and passed the hell out, and he dragged her out of that elevator. And just, it just was a real jacked up situation. And after all that took place, what, in February, they did end up getting married. I think it was in July they got married, or August, or something like that. But they got married. But TMZ, the nice people that they are, decided to release that footage a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he has since been, what, let go from the Ravens roster.
Yes.
He's lost some endorsement deals.
Yes.
He basically lost his job.
Yep. Removed from all everything.
Yeah. So he's lost a whole lot. In addition to him losing a lot, his wife has lost a lot too.
Yeah. You know,
she's
absolutely
extremely embarrassed and hurt by the whole situation, because, you know, that was their bread and butter. So
yep.
I have no idea what kind of work she was doing, but it is what it is. So yeah, I guess I'll pass it to you, Howard. What are your thoughts on the situation overall?
Well, the situation overall, well, let's start with the question. In regards to the question, any learned behavior can be untaught. So I do believe that anyone can, and abuse is a learned behavior. You don't, I mean, there may be some cases where people are just a very violent person, but I really feel like that's something you learn. It's either from parents or your environment growing up or whatever it was. It's a learned behavior. So I do believe he can be rehabilitated just like any other behavioral dysfunction.
Now, how do you break so many years of dysfunction? You know, something that's ingrained in you, that you've seen it, you've experienced it, you live it, and this has been your life for 30 years.
Yeah, it has to be a realization in yourself to want to change. Because no one can go to him and say, this is what you need to do, this is PR, this is whatever else, and you need to change who you are. If he doesn't recognize that this is an issue, it doesn't matter. You have to want it for yourself first off. That's the first thing. And then there are steps with professionals and whoever else, and finding Jesus or whatever it may be that can help you work through situations like that. So,
Dr. Gray, because you're the resident expert here, with domestic violence, you know, can a person be rehabilitated?
You know, there's a statement out there, and the sad statistics that support it are that the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. Now, can a person be rehabilitated? Can they change? They can, but it does take effort. And Howard was really on point with a lot of the things that he was saying in terms of, you know, this isn't something that he was born with. This isn't something that just popped up in him out of nowhere. But it's also not something that's going to change unless he really wants it to change. And he's got to be willing to put in the work and recognize that it's going to take time for those changes to actually be put into place. Because you're talking about learning a new behavior. And in order to do that, it takes practice, it takes making mistakes. And, you know, we know that for abuse situations, a lot of people, it happens again. It's not usually just a once and done.
And that's the scary thing, because that footage was brutal.
Very.
It was brutal.
That was a real left hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would give Floyd Mayweather a run for his money. Actually, he wouldn't, but.
Well, I think, and I don't know, people are going to probably get on me for saying this, but it could have been worse.
Yeah.
Because it was one shot.
Yeah.
Really, we didn't see him, you know, stomping her out when she was on the ground or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was one shot, he knocked her out, she fell down, he dragged her out the elevator. None of that looked good.
No.
But it would have looked a lot worse if he would have been kicking her in the corner or hitting her multiple times.
Right, he got on the ground instead of, you know, power driving her.
And I think what you saw even afterwards was a little bit of remorse there. You know, when you saw him come out the elevator and, you know, the security guard came over. And, I mean, he was embarrassed in some sense. Now, that doesn't mean that he was, you know, totally like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry in the moment. But he was probably like, man, I can't believe I just did that.
I can't believe this just happened.
And got caught.
Yeah.
I can't believe I knocked her the hell out. So, D.H. Major.
Yes, ma'am.
Passing to you.
Well, I'll preface by saying this. I mean, I think it's a real unfortunate situation all around that it even happened in the first place. And then the repercussions that came after it. I mean, rightfully so, you know, to some extent. But I mean,
which ones do you think were, you know, were just?
I got into this debate previously because, you know, Joe Blow that works a regular 9 to 5, you know,
he ain't gonna lose his job.
Exactly. You know, his $18 hour job is different from an $18 million a year job. You know what I mean? When you're really the forefront of a brand. And you're a face of an organization.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really went into play, regardless of the player. I mean, the NFL is a $9 billion a year business. And I mean, I know they can afford a few dollars here and there, but, you know, to have really the public outcry, and I think that was the whole reason for the release in the first place.
Because they were embarrassed. Exactly. But I mean, since when did they want to have a moral compass? They have it on certain incidents, but not all.
Right, but when it affects the bottom line,
when there was a visual,
right,
exactly. Everybody, there's a face and a video to go with what happened.
Now, right.
These other cases where people are coming out, like we mentioned earlier, there's another case that came out today, and it's going to be treated a specific way because of this, the video that came out. But if none of that video came out, there was a small outcry about the 2-game suspension, but nobody was really tripping that much.
Yeah.
It was
right.
Like, oh, that sucks. It should be more, but I'm going to watch him play.
Right.
Like, there was no real Ravens boycott. Like you would expect from something like that. But once the video came out and everybody sees it and there's just like, okay, this was super violent.
At the end of the day, I don't know. I feel some kind of way. I don't think people really care. I think they're just giving more lip service than anything. Because all the people that are pissing and moaning about, oh my God, I can't believe he did this. You know, domestic violence cannot be tolerated, are the same people who don't volunteer their services to help out these domestic violence victims or volunteer at these homes and shelters. They don't donate any kind of money whatsoever. All they do is talk on social media about how awful that situation was. We actually got a caller right now, so he's going to have to hold on for a second. But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people just give, you know, lip service. You know, they're not going to come out of their pockets to help out.
I mean, I think it's a lot of times it's what's the end thing now, and I hate to use that as an example, but
it's end to be, you know, all in the mix on social media. But when it comes to real life situations,
what are you really doing?
Because nobody knows this woman personally. The vast majority of people that's commenting on the situation, such as myself, do not know Ray Rice nor his wife personally.
Right.
So, what can I really do to help their situation personally? Because, you know, like you were saying, he's the face of the NFL, so of course he would lose his job. But even if it was one of us, maybe if it got back to our boss that we were the ones on the videotape, we probably would get let go too. Do you think or no?
As far as being the attacker?
Yes.
Or being the attacker. I think probably so. I'm actually, personally, I'm kind of surprised that these are the only sanctions that have come down against him, because I tend to think that if it was the average person that would have done that and they had it on video,
jail,
they'd be facing jail time.
Jail.
So, you know, it's kind of like, is this a matter of privilege and, you know, prosperity that is keeping him out of, you know, prison in that sense?
I guess in a sense, but how much money does he have, you know, and how much is going to run out now that he has lost so much? So I don't know, but I want to get to the caller. Carla, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mike.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How's it going?
Not so much. I'm just calling to say I agree with everything you guys are saying. It's a very debatable topic. I think that, you know, if this video, they should have had the whole video out back in February.
Yep.
But now you want to have a policy and you want to create a policy, you should stick by the policy.
And it's not like the facts were different in February when everything happened. They knew that he hit her.
Exactly.
And the justice system didn't do anything.
Yep. Exactly. They knew what happened. So I'm not understanding. And I know they had access to the footage way before we did. So now they want to, you know, tighten up the, I don't even know what the hell I'm trying to say. Well, they're trying to slap him on the wrist now. You know, they're trying to, you know, condemn him now when they should have taken action at that time. So I don't know. But what would you have done in that situation, Mike? Like, what would you advise, if you were Ray Rice's advisor, what would you tell him to do?
Well, at the time now, he's counseling. I think today or yesterday, he's appealing to, which he has a right to, because it is his job to, he has a right to, because, you know, he was tried, you know, you can't, I don't, to me, you can't penalize someone twice for the same crime when you know what you did.
Double jeopardy.
Even
right.
Even though I can agree with, I can agree, like, for women, I can agree with certain things because of the public opinion, but, you know, it's just, will he play again? I believe he will play again, because there's far worse people than him.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
In the NFL. I mean, in the NFL, was done worse. And I like what Stephen A. Smith touched on it when he was talking about it on his show about when, you know, somebody who needs to be, you know, just who's been worse cases where they've been incarcerated and they need to get back an honest living. It's like, in a capitalist sense, your problem is our problem when you're trying to learn an honest living. And what can you do?
Yeah, because what kind of job is he going to get? Are you really, you think you're going to see him at Popeyes scrubbing the floor? Like, where is he going to get a job? Like, where is he going to coach Little League? Is somebody really going to want to be around him because of, you know, his public persona
now? Not now.
Because of the perception that everybody has of him?
Not for a while.
Where is he going to get a job?
He's gonna need a break, just like any other politician or anyone else that goes through a major scandal.
They need to disappear for a little while.
Exactly.
Anthony Weiner.
They come back.
Come back. Revitalize.
Do some speeches.
And y'all will fix my life.
Yep.
Well, Mike, thank you for calling. Appreciate the support.
All right, peace.
I don't know. Man, what's next for him?
We gonna see. You know, like we said, take some time off and come back. The court of public opinion, everybody's guilty.
Oh, of course.
Period.
Yep.
But when you get to go away and come back, you get accepted back into society. They'll be fine. They won't forget it. They won't forget it, and they'll always mention it. But
yeah,
they'll accept you back.
Yeah, they will not let Chris Brown forget anything.
Oh no.
Michael Vick still is a dog fighter.
Yeah.
I don't think he should have gone to jail, but that's just me.
I think it's interesting that if Michael Vick goes to jail for that and Ray Rice doesn't for hitting another human.
Right.
Now that says we got our priorities entirely.
Plaxico shot
up.
Himself in the leg.
Our priorities have always been jacked. I mean, if you think back to Hurricane Katrina, there was an organization that had chartered air-conditioned buses to pick up the stray animals. They did not go down there to pick up the human beings who were suffering. They went down there to pick up the pets, the dogs. Now, what does that tell you about society? Just like this whole Mike Brown thing. You have all this money that's being raised for the officer who shot and brutally murdered that child. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Our priorities have always been jacked up. And that's really unfortunate. But I'm not even trying to talk about the Mike Brown thing. But, yeah, TMZ, why don't you put out that Mike Brown tape? How about that? Put out that footage.
They want to pay somebody for that footage. Because you know they got it.
Yeah, somebody got that footage. But we got to go to break. Give me a call. The number in the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisDateIsOver. So we'll be right back.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is... forth and really then ran its course. At first we were so supportive. Now we treat each other like a couple orphans. Dysfunctional. Everything we build is out of order. The hopes are getting better. If leave is what you want to do, I might as well let ya. Perfect now, but baby, I refuse to settle. I try to medicate myself, but ain't no numb in this pain. Studio on a plane, but really ain't no escape. I still came home, though. For whatever it's worth, I'm sorry. It's too late for all of that now. And that's when the fighting starts. You say things, I say things, too. We let our pride get the best of us. This ain't what people in love do. Stagnant, it's no moving forward. See, our relationship died a long time ago. It's like a ship I couldn't keep afloat. I heard that love can fix all things, but not you and me. Different day, same song, we are not in sync. I turn the music loud, see if I can tune it out. Too many reminders, we ain't working out. I say love don't hurt, but emotions do. I try to keep it cool, should have kept it moving, but I kept refusing. Wanna see us happy, wanna see you happy, even if it's without me. That's real.
Girl, is your side in my side?
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Got some special guests in the studio. Got Dr. Gray.
What's going on, y'all?
Got Howard.
Yo, yo.
And DH.
What up, world? What's good?
Everything's good.
Already, you know it.
You just heard music from Terrence Martin. His name is not Terrence. I keep calling him that. His name is Terrace. Without the N. I'm sorry.
But I can see where you were messing up.
Right. I'm sorry. Terrace Martin is his name. Love that album, even though I forgot which one it was. I think it's Three Chord something. I don't know. Look up Terrace Martin. Love him. The song was called No Right. No Wrong and No Right. It's featuring Robert Glasper. love, love, love that album. I highly recommend you check it out, because I play whatever the heck I want to play on my show. I don't play the same ratchet songs that you hear every 18, 19 minutes on commercial radio. I play stuff I like to hear. That's how we roll on the flow. We go with the flow on the flow. But tonight we are talking about abuse. Yes, domestic violence and abuse, and can an abuser be rehabilitated? The number to reach me in the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @dateisover. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now, I lost my train of thought because we talked about so much other stuff during the break. Right. I confused my own self about, you know, provoking violence. You know, we all know that we can provoke violence.
Yeah.
So, I guess from a woman's standpoint, why do some women think that a man is not going to hit them back?
Because they're taught that men are not supposed to hit women. Not that people should keep their hands to themselves. They're taught men do not hit women.
Right.
Hmm.
So, I do what I feel. And you just gonna have to sit there and take it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a new day. It's a new day. And speaking of new day, you know, back in the day, domestic violence was not frowned upon.
Yeah, you had to
if you think back to what Tina Turner.
Yeah.
When Ike Turner was slapping her up. But a lot of people turned a blind eye.
In a restaurant.
I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying if you think about the history of things, and when it comes to, you know, manhood, womanhood, and you know. Everybody has their gender roles and whatnot. Right. So it was not necessarily frowned upon for a man to slap his wife around. I don't think it's cool. Don't get me wrong, because I don't want no man slapping on me. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just kind of random things that go through my mind. I think I have ADD to a certain extent. But yeah, where the hell was I going with that? I don't know. But going back to what I was saying before, you know, a lot of boys are taught not to hit women. So why aren't women being taught not to put their hands on men? Because like Whoopi Goldberg was saying, you know, men aren't as chivalrous nowadays. They will slap the crap out of you.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but I agree.
I mean, I've seen women become so aggressive with men, it's scary. I remember going to a nightclub in D.C., and I do not go to the club very often. I was there for my cousin's birthday, and a fight broke out. They are dragging this woman out. She's still swinging. I'm thinking she's fighting another chick. No. She's fighting a guy that's like three times her size.
Yeah.
He's trying not to hurt her, but they drag her out because she wouldn't calm down.
Mm-hmm.
This chick somehow broke away from the people that were dragging her out and came back in and started hitting that man again. He could have beat the entire crap out of her, but he showed some serious restraint.
Yeah.
And ladies, a lot of guys are not going to be like that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women need to realize that. If you hit somebody like a man, you won't get hit back like a man.
Well, that doesn't necessarily make it right.
It doesn't make it right.
Case. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, yeah, you may get hit back like a man, but what are the feelings that go along with it? And what is that message communicating? What are you saying when it's like you're going up and saying, you know, it's okay for you to hit me because I'm going to hit you first. And so now it's like we've gone past the point of conversation. We've gone past the point of rationality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're saying that the only way we can really respond is on a very basic level. And I think you have to make a choice. Like, is this the level I'm going to operate on? Mm-hmm. And act like that guy at the club who chose not to respond back with violence, he was making a choice and saying, you know, the way I want to see myself, I want to walk away from this at the end of the night. Yeah, maybe people going to call me a punk for not fighting back. But at the same time, I can hold my head high because a lot more people are going to say, there goes a man who knows how to show restraint.
Yeah.
But that's difficult, though, because if somebody hits you and that adrenaline is rushing and your reaction is just to hit back because you're in shock, that can happen.
Yes, it can.
You might get a serious backhand. Like, you know, if you slap somebody and they're not expecting that. And, you know, it's not always easy to show restraint.
I mean, I think, to be honest, I mean, I think that every situation has an extreme set of circumstances
mm-hmm.
that we don't know what's going to go into play during then. You know what I'm saying? If somebody hit me, you know, if a female hits me, you know, it has to be. I feel like for me, myself, because I don't put my hands on the ladies in that way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You only
slap them if they ask you to.
Exactly. And it's not in the face. You know? But, I mean, if a situation like that happens, I mean, for me, just me being myself, I mean, I know I would have probably had to say something egregious to get slapped by a woman. And my mouth can sometimes get me in trouble, but I know what my line
is. But sometimes you don't.
Exactly.
Some people just have anger management issues.
That is true. But, I mean, I feel like, just like the story that you gave, I mean, a situation comes up like that, and I mean, I know I probably would have reacted the same way. You know what I mean? I'm like, because that's not how I want to get looked at. And besides, I mean, what are we going to gain? What am I gaining by fighting, you know, a female, even in a relationship? Mm-hmm. What am I going to gain if we have a dispute and we fight about the dispute? The dispute is still the issue is still there after we fought. Yep. So we've just got out some aggression and we still mad about the situation, whatever it is. So, you know, in a relationship standpoint, like, it's going to take a little more to be able to talk about whatever's going on versus hitting, because you just created another problem that's not going to solve the first
problem. People don't think like that.
They don't.
I know. I've been in a situation. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I have been in a situation where I was so pissed off with my boyfriend at the time that I grabbed him by the throat. And that was not a good idea on my behalf, because that's how the fight got started. Actually, let me backtrack. So let me give you the full story. Okay, condensed version. So he was in my house cursing at me. Mm-hmm. I said, get out. He would not leave. He goes and starts slamming my stuff around, and he starts slamming like my closet door, my bedroom, which is all mirrored. So I'm like, you about to break my stuff. I said, you need to get the hell out of here right now. He's like, I'm not going no MFing where. So the smart me should have left or called the police or both. Mm-hmm. Stupid me decided to grab him by his throat and say, get the out of my house. And then we began to tussle.
Yeah.
And it went downhill from there.
Now, from the story you just said, by you grabbing him by his throat, I feel like that was justified. This is just in my mind. I mean, seriously, I feel like you grabbing him was justified.
But what if it was the reverse? If I was in his house, slamming his things around, and he told me to get out and I wouldn't leave, and he grabbed me by my throat, do you think he would have been justified?
He would be justified if he held you, wrapped you up, and carried your little butt outside.
But not grab me by the throat.
That's too much. That's too much. I mean, I've been in a situation similar where someone, I was popping off at the mouth a little bit. I wasn't cussing around, but it was very frustrating. We were both very frustrated in the conversation. And she has brothers, whatever, and is used to just getting physical and began to come at me like that. And I did just that. I wrapped her up. And she was clawing and doing all this other stuff. But I had to get her into a position like, look, you ready to calm down? You done? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it may get to a point where some sort of physical needs to happen, but it doesn't need to be necessarily slapping or punching or anything like that. It needs to be more controlled and to try to resolve the situation. Sometimes sometimes it's going to be physical. You can't always 100% avoid it. I mean, I could have ran out or did this and that, but
when you're in the heat of the moment, you don't think about stuff like that. You're not thinking logically. You're thinking emotionally. So I guess when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask the good doctor, how can we be more logical in our approaches when it comes to arguing? And, you know, also with the situation I was in, alcohol was involved, too. So that didn't help. So that added to added fuel to the fire, you know.
Yeah.
He was licking up. Stuff wasn't going right. So, yeah, it was a bad night.
Oh, to be continued.
You know, how can we learn how to argue better? Because I need to know, because I got a potty mouth, number one. I got a smart mouth, number two. And that's it. Other than that, I'm perfect. I'm not. But if you want to get in on tonight's topic, give us a call. The number's 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep. GoWayBetter.yum. I mean, GoWayBetter.com.
They say that every day's a struggle and it takes time. do I tell the truth from a lie now? They try to say hello, it's goodbye tomorrow. The little dip in the bowl and you'll be alright. You'll be alright.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Just play some more music from the group called The Internet. That's off their Purple Naked Ladies album. The song was called They Say. Because ain't nothing but talking. That's all we doing. Yeah. We talking. We just talking. Got some special guests in the studio. DH.
What's good with you?
Howard.
Good evening.
And Dr. Gray.
Hello, hello.
And a new segment to the show. I used to do this back in the day when I had a show in college. But This Week in Black History. Mm. Woohoo! Oh, yeah. Did you know? This Week in Black History. In 1983, Vanessa Williams was crowned.
It's a good year.
Miss America. She was the first black woman to be crowned Miss America.
Hey, there you go.
Also, this year in Black History, I was born. There you go.
I said this week. in Black History.
This year.
You're
right.
But you know what? This year in Black History, the great Howard. Ladies, he will shimmy his way into your heart.
I will.
And right on out.
I'm out. Come on. Come on. It's cold game.
Cold as ice, man.
This week in 1861, Hampton Institute was founded.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't go there, so I don't
know. Tidewater. Okay.
The other one.
Also, in 1947, the great Jackie Robinson, he is named National League Rookie of the Year.
There you go. Right. That's the trendsetter right there. Yeah.
Trendsetter. Yeah. Setting trends.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you this week in Black History. So moving back on to tonight's topic. Can a physical / domestic abuser be rehabilitated? The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Now, before the break, Dr. Gray, I was asking, you know, how can we even avoid getting to the point of physical violence? You know, how can... What are some conflict resolution tips that you can give to people, you know, before they get to that boiling point? Because when we argue, a lot of times it's emotion based. It's not logic based. We're not thinking of, okay, how am I not going to hurt this person's feelings? How am I going to get my point across without being offensive? We just want to spew out everything because the adrenaline is rushing and our blood is boiling. We just want to tell you off. You better get out of my mother effing house. And that's why I don't like your father. I hate your dog. And that's why I hate when you leave the toilet seat up. And How do we not get to that point where we're name-calling and degrading the person that we say that we love?
You know, it's ironic because part of it is like it's such an emotion-filled conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And the very thing you need to do is not be emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of it is you have to know going into the situation, like even before you get into a fight or a disagreement, you got to know who you are. You got to know what point are you going to say, you know what, this is the time that I'm getting out. Mm-hmm. This is how I'm going to respond. You know, you got to know what your buttons are. I think we've been sitting here talking about, like, you know, so-and-so was pushing my buttons and they just kind of took me there. And that's when it gets emotional. But if you know what your buttons are, then you know when somebody else is pressing it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can kind of stop yourself, be like, okay, I see what they're doing. Being able to have a conversation in the moment. The idea of, you know, counting to 10, as silly as it sounds, sometimes that's
count
what you
to 10.
It's because what you're doing is you're giving yourself time to say, what's really going on here? What? Why are they really pushing this button? What did I say to them or what did they say to me that is somehow making me feel disrespected or invalidated? You got to know what's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the other person is kind of trampling all over it, then that's going to raise your ire. That's going to make you mad a lot faster than if it's just something that's said in passing.
That's easier said than done, man.
It is. But if it was supposed to be easy, we wouldn't be having conflicts.
The fact
we have conflicts, and we have them because people are not doing what they ought to be doing, which is proceeding with a little bit of forethought, a little bit of planning, and a lot of consideration for what's going on in their own lives and in the lives of the people that they're there with. Now, really validating what the other person is hearing, that's sometimes the hardest thing to do. And especially like when alcohol gets involved.
Yes.
Then we're not thinking with our full brains or full mental capacity.
I'm thinking with Grand Marnier because that's my drink of choice.
Well, there's so many liquors out there we ain't even going to get started on that. But, you know, really, if you've ever had a disagreement with somebody and liquor was involved and then you come back like the next day, you know, because you got to rehash and everybody's doing the apologizing, even that's the time to say, what were we really fighting about?
Mm-hmm.
And really asking each other, you know, what was it? What was the issue? And I'm giving it back to you. Like, am I hearing you correctly? Because so many times the fights are about misunderstandings.
Right.
And so if we're engaging in effective communication, which you know, that's my thing. That's like two words I say all the time. If you're engaging in effective communication, you can avoid a lot of fights. Or if you have them, they don't have to escalate all the way to the point where, you know, you're trying to throw each other out the house.
And I'm laughing because you said how, you know, it's a miscommunication, how things just get blown completely out of proportion. And the physical altercation that I had with my ex-boyfriend was over something extremely stupid. Yes. Can anybody take a guess at what it is?
Oh, man. Give me a hint.
It had nothing to do with a woman or a man.
It's probably over dinner or something.
It was over pizza.
For real? I win the prize.
My man. It was over a slice of pizza.
Was it the last slice?
No.
Oh, I was about
wow,
to say.
There's more.
It was not. Y'all
shared. Okay.
It was over a slice of pizza.
Well, what was so special about this one slice? Was it a split pizza? And was this the one in between?
It was an Adams Morgan toppings? Slice of pizza.
Oh, so that was a pretty big pizza.
It was a Pizza Mart slice of pizza.
That was a big decision.
So we had all been going out. You know, it was like we were with his friends, and his friend was buying everybody pizza. And his friend was, you know, asked me what kind of pizza I wanted. I said pepperoni. Mm-hmm. His friend was getting cheese. I said, no, I want pepperoni. My ex-boyfriend jumps in and starts yelling, just take the goddamn pepperoni. The goddamn cheese pizza. I'm like, my man. I don't know what's wrong with you today, but I am not the one, and I will have a slice of pepperoni pizza. Thank you. And he was pissed that I told his friend I did not want that cheese pizza. Mm-hmm. And I got my pepperoni pizza.
See,
and that's how the fight got started from the beginning. And then it just went downhill from there the rest of the evening.
But the pizza wasn't the issue.
Mm-hmm. It was the way that he spoke to me.
It was respect,
mm-hmm.
which is one of our core values.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about the times when you've gotten the maddest,
mm-hmm.
it's always because somebody did something that goes against what you believe is the most important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Being respected is one of the biggest issues out there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the, I don't know if anybody remember the Boondocks.
Yep.
When they talk about the N-word moment,
yep.
you know, and like stepping on the white tennis shoes,
yep.
and you know how that's, it's those type of things. When we feel we're being disrespected, that can set us off like nothing. Your boyfriend probably felt he was being disrespected in
because
some ways.
Because I went over him and didn't take the pizza that he told me to take,
right.
that I wasn't going to eat.
And when, if y'all would have been able to talk about that somehow, then you guys might have been able to avoid all the rest, and instead of you trying to choke him out and, you know, throw him out the house, y'all could have been having fun up in the bedroom and
exactly
kind of like, splitting that pizza, man.
Pizza.
You know what I'm saying,
right?
Know?
And you know what? I didn't even eat the pizza.
Mm.
I didn't even eat the
that
pizza.
That makes it worse, man.
I was so pissed off. I didn't even get to eat that damn slice of pizza.
So who ate it?
Look, it was left in my car. Right.
Pizza too good to be leaving in the car, man. That's a good pizza, man.
Hello?
Mm.
Adams Morgan?
But I can understand.
Slice of pizza?
I can understand the argument. No, I'm kidding.
You can understand the argument, huh? So count to 10. Count to 10 to kind of avoid conflict.
Count to 10. Ask the question. I use this with my clients sometimes. You know, I tell it to them jokingly.
Mm-hmm.
But say, you know, to the person that you're with, say, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? And the real question behind that is, I mean, I use a lot of humor to help diffuse a situation because sometimes you make that reference and the person like, you are so silly, you are so stupid,
mm-hmm.
but it brings laughter back into it.
Lightens the mood.
Yeah. But really saying like, okay, this is what I heard you say, or this is what it sounds like. You look really upset to me. So really trying for accurate, empathic understanding, really trying to see if you know where the other person is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, this is what it sounds like you're saying to me. You look mad. You know, am I reading you correctly? And if they say yes, then it's like, okay, well, let's figure out why.
Yeah.
If they say no, well, tell me, what are you really feeling?
Mm-hmm.
What do you really mean? What do you really say? And as hard as it seems like this is to do, this is so much easier in the long run. And it's so much more effective because then you really are de-escalating the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually helping the other person feel validated. And the more validated everybody feels, the more willing they are to talk about the real issues,
right.
about the core values, and say, you know,
but
what?
That's the sad thing. Like, when we're mad, we don't even want to validate that person. We want to just get our point across, say what we got to say, and that's it. We don't want to give them that satisfaction that I understand where you're coming from, or I hear you, or I will do better. You know, they don't. A lot of times when we get into those situations, we just, well, you shouldn't have said what you said, or I wouldn't have done that. So, oh well, don't say it to me again.
Yeah, but if you're in a relationship with somebody that you care about, and this can be, you know, it can be a lover, it can be a friend, it can be a family member, then you want to try to do those things to not be mad.
Okay.
Unless you really want to go around being mad at each other.
Right.
I mean,
some people
want
to stay mad, and yeah, I say don't go to bed angry, and I need to take my own advice on that one. Yank the sheets right off of you. I'm pissed off. So, I'm getting better. But if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. And here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly. It's now the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And in case you're just now tuning in, we're talking about this whole Ray Rice situation and, you know, domestic abuse and physical abuse and can a person be rehabilitated and blah, blah, blah. And I jotted down a couple of things because my thoughts are all over the place when it comes to domestic violence. You know, I've been in some situations that weren't very pleasant, but I'll say this. If you're going to take a stand against domestic violence, and actually take a stand against domestic violence by donating your time and money for the cause and just not lip service. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut or put your money where your mouth is. Don't make an Instagram meme talking about how, you know, men shouldn't beat women. You know, make certain that you are actually doing what you need to do. Volunteer your time, community service. There's so many different organizations that you can support. Look them up. You know, get involved with the domestic violence hotline. I'm certain they have different events that they throw and whatnot. I don't know because I haven't volunteered with them. I have volunteered with a different group home that supports women who have been abused. And actually, I did some service last Friday. So that was very rewarding. So make certain that you're actually, like I said, putting your money where your mouth is. And I know a lot of us have our own opinions about this whole Ray Rice, Jhené Rice situation. But that's just our opinions. So if you are not close to either one of them, if you're not a close family member or a friend, what can we really do? I mean, we can pray for them, of course, but what can you really do to help them? You know, how long are we supposed to condemn him? I think he was extremely wrong for what he did, but she chose to forgive him. So am I supposed to just walk around saying, hey, you woman beater? And
exactly.
I don't know. So I don't know. At the end of the day, the victim will do what they want to do and live their life as they see fit. So you cannot make an adult do something they don't want to do.
True.
You know, she was abused by him, yes, but you can't drag her into the police precinct. You can't drag her into a group home. You can't save her. That person has to want to save themselves. So, like I said, if she's chosen to forgive him, then I don't know. Just if you're a friend of somebody who's going through that situation, be a friend. You know, be a non-judgmental ear if you can. Try to support them. Make certain they have that you have a place for them that, you know, it's a safe haven. And if you absolutely cannot stand to deal with their decision, then you might want to make the decision to part ways with that friend. If you can't stand that they're with Joe Blow abuser or the person that has done something, you know, inappropriate to them, then maybe you should take a step back from that friendship. So, I don't know. I don't know how to help that person. Because what can you really do to somebody who, I mean... I'm trying to figure out how to articulate this because we don't know everybody's situations. You know, you don't know that your grandfather may have slapped your grandmother.
Yeah.
You might know that he slapped your grandmother. You still forgave him.
Yeah.
Your father may have slapped your mother or beaten your mother, but you forgave him. So I don't know. Like, what do you tell a person in that situation? I don't know. Other than prayer and being a non-judgmental ear and being a true supporter of them, not their person they're with, just support their decision. If they want to stay with that person, support them, unless you really feel that their life is in jeopardy.
Well, I think what you said was poignant. You said your father may have slapped your mother, but you forgave him.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandfather may slap your grandmother, but you forgave him. So why would it be so difficult to forgive someone we don't even know? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important. I mean, like you said, we delve into everybody else's business but our own, and everything else is more romantic and more interesting than what you really got going on yourself. I think it starts within.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you're in that situation, you know, and if you're, you know, directly a result from that situation, then you can be affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think it really starts within. Even like what Doc said, you know, somebody that you love and you care about, you know, you're gonna go the extra mile to make sure the situation works out, and you're gonna do what you got to do to make sure you get the issue resolved.
Right.
And I think that's important.
But if she has chosen to forgive him, then yeah. I guess then other people in their circle should. But it's going to take a whole lot. Absolutely. For them to get through this situation, because once that money train starts running out, then there's probably going to be even more arguments. And I'm not saying that he's going to hit her again, but things happen. You know, the number one reason for divorce is finances.
Absolutely.
And he, I don't know. If
I think one of the challenges is to understand why somebody's in the situation and why they choose to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, outside of this situation, I mean, right now we're looking at it like, okay, he's big time NFL player. He's got millions of dollars mm-hmm. rolling in somehow, some way. So whether she's a gold digger or not, she's probably going to want to stay because there's a certain lifestyle that one becomes accustomed to.
Right.
But if you're talking about being a friend to somebody who's in that situation, you want to know, why are they staying? And they may have many reasons for it. Maybe they're insecure. Maybe they feel like they have no other options. Maybe they feel like nobody else would want them. You want to try and help right. understand
them. It ain't easy to start over. I mean, this is somebody that she's been with for 10 years.
Yeah.
Or longer. They're yeah. high school sweethearts.
Yeah, it's about 16.
So
yeah.
it's not like that's something that's easy to just pack up and leave. And people don't realize that. You can't. It's not easy to up and leave, even though that situation is horrible. Even what I went through, it was not easy to just up and leave when it's, you know, you're used to certain patterns, you're used to certain lifestyle, used to that person being present. That's, you know, what you've been with for XYZ years. So to just up and like, oh, you know what, I'm just going to leave him. And how the hell is she going to start over? Where is she going to go? We're not saying that she doesn't have family, but who is really going to take her in for X amount of years?
I think one of the questions she has to answer for herself is, at what point is she willing to say enough is enough?
Right. Right.
And that's the question that always has to be asked, and that's the biggest challenge for people to answer, because people don't ask. Very rarely do people give answers that they are like, I'm definitive on this is the point where enough is enough. They're quick right. to say, well, I don't know about this and I don't know about that. But when they're offered the opportunity to say, this is what I do know and can know, they often are stuck. And if she can be challenged to answer that question and say, you know what, if it's about him hitting me two more times and then I'm out, okay. As a friend, you can say, all right, has he hit you two more times? No. All right, well, then I'll be quiet. If he has, you said that after two more times you were going to be out. So what's your deadline? At what point are you saying enough is enough?
Yeah, and I hope it doesn't have to be to that point where she's actually getting hit again.
I hope it's not.
I really.
That was just an
really,
example, but
yeah, you know. That's.
But we don't. I mean, we don't really know the schematics of their relationship. Like we said earlier, this could have been a first time offense. Mm-hmm. This could have really just happened. You know, or this is something that could be the 100th time that this happened. We don't know, because we're not flies on everybody's wall in their right. home and in their relationship. So we don't know.
And we don't have the crystal ball.
Exactly.
And I know pretty much everybody out there does not want their relationship to be put under the microscope like his is being.
It's very
And I know people who have been in situations when it's been fighting and all kinds of craziness involved, that they probably are chiming in on this incident like, well, pot meat kettle.
Yeah.
Like,
It's very easy to be objective when you're not involved, when you're the third party to say,
of course,
these are the cut and dry rules. He did this, therefore she should respond in this manner or the next. But again, when you're in the situation, there's feelings involved, there's emotions involved, there's years of it's so many things that we don't know. So while this has been discussed a lot over the last few weeks.
At
nauseam. But I mean, anytime I come out of this conversation, it's like, look, I don't know what their situation is. I don't know what her life is, what's going on. So I can't have a true opinion. I can have an opinion, but I can't say she's wrong for whatever decision, wrong or right.
Yeah. And I don't like the people who are so quick to condemn her either. Oh, she's so stupid. How could she do this? How could she do that? Like, you don't know her situation. Yeah, exactly. You're not her. So you should not be condemning the victim at all. I mean, I think she has suffered greatly and she's suffering all over again because she has to relive this, and she has to, you know, be inundated with messages and memes now that people are making fun of the situation, saying, oh, Chris Brown and Ray Rice or they put it on the cover of the movie Brothers.
Yeah, Step Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Step Brothers, yeah. So it's, I don't know.
I think one of the things that's really coming out of this conversation and why it's probably raising so much ire in us but also making people so uncomfortable is that it's challenging us to look at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime we
But how much though? Because, well, you know, people will take a stand against domestic violence verbally. Mm-hmm. They don't really stand up for, I don't know. They'll say how they feel about the situation, but how many people really care about the violent lyrics that, you know, against women in the songs? How many people really care about the crap that's shown on television, the music videos, the reality shows? I mean, it's so much stuff out there condemning women and degrading women that people do not even bat an eye about. But they're so up in arms about him hitting her. But look at how much we don't uplift the black woman in our music lyrics. Right. Look how much we don't uplift the black woman on TV.
Yeah.
So when people are taking a stand on certain things, but it's only lip service. Mm-hmm. Like you still want to buy, you know, Rick Ross's album about drugging some chick, because she ain't even know it, raping her and whatnot. Like, that's acceptable lyrics. That's acceptable lyrical content nowadays. Every woman's a bitch. She's a hoe. These hoes ain't loyal. This, that, and the other. And we constantly are feeding these songs and jamming them down our throats every day on commercial radio It's all in the club. So
is that condemnation of the artist, or is that condemnation of the music industry that says, you know, we're going to dictate the type of music that gets played? Because there's a lot of artists out there that are trying to put forth more positive, more uplifting songs, lyrics, and all of that.
Yeah.
But they're not getting the same media backing and push to really try and change the conversation, to change the way people are thinking and
right.
addressing things. And until we start supporting that music en masse, mm-hmm. and I mean, we have to make a concentrated effort as a society to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to say we're not going to just accept whatever, you know, the old folks up there yeah. think, you know, is yeah. good music. That's right. not what we're saying. If we're going to support it, we have to support it.
And I think that's where we really need to, the focus needs to be, because you can't blame the music industry because mm-hmm. they're out to sell a product. And
right.
if you're buying this product, I'm going to push it. That's my job.
Well, you can, I mean, if you look at the paper trail, mm-hmm. the people who are signing those checks don't look like you and me.
Oh, yeah, no. Yep.
So it's some white executive who's not going to put out positive black music. They're not going to put out positive images of black women and the black race. But we also have the choice to make too. We can choose not to make these people mm-hmm. rich.
Yeah.
We can choose to stop buying or yep. downloading their stuff. But mm-hmm. we don't make that choice.
Yep.
We don't put in that conscious effort to really do that, because oh, it sounds cool. Oh, that's a catchy line. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. These hoes ain't loyal. Yes, I'm gonna keep saying that, even though I have 6 children by 5 different women, and I've never been faithful.
17 women.
Yeah.
What was that?
So I don't know where I'm going with that, but that's just another rant and rave for you. Because I mean, it just gets frustrating, because a lot of times I feel that black women do not get the support that we deserve. Like, I don't really feel that we are protected as much as we should be by mm-hmm. black men, especially, and that's what breaks my heart.
I can agree with that. I mean, I think what the situation has done, it brings to light things that you knew existed, but you really didn't know existed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The same way that you know in your mind racism exists, but until, you know, you're in a situation where you feel
you
like
experience
something.
It.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the outcry and the outrage comes from, because, I mean, we all know this, you know, there's domestic violence that goes on all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And it's people you work with, people in your family, your friends, you know, that are in those situations who are either slapping somebody around or getting slapped around.
Absolutely.
And don't think that men don't get hit either. Don't mm-hmm. think that there aren't men who are being abused by women.
Absolutely. And I think that now, I think that now that it's somebody that we watch on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
maybe on our favorite football team, you know, somebody that we look up to, this situation happens, like, oh, he does this? You know what I mean? And I think that's where the line comes in, because we know this stuff happens, but now we see somebody going through it, and then that's where the public outcry comes in on top of that. So, I mean, I just think it's a messed up situation from the jump. But I think, like you said, you know, I think the black woman is not as coveted as it should be.
Not
I think
at
women,
all.
Women in general are not coveted.
Especially
as
black
be.
Women.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and it's just, you know, comes on the man from the forefront to, you know, treat the woman like a prize, like we always do. You know what I mean? Treat the woman like a prize and know that, you know, it's highly coveted, and, you know, I don't want to lose that prize. You know what I mean?
Well, I think women need to say, I am a prize.
That too.
To be treated yeah. as such.
Women, it breaks my heart that so many women are okay with being a side chick. It's nowadays people just have these egos that they just are so quick to say, well, boom, I got your man. Yeah, I slept with him. And here's a picture of me in your bed. Like, it's just, I don't know what the hell has happened to society and chivalry and being ladylike and just all kinds of things. Manhood. It's just so much. It's like I'm in a bizarro world. The world has gone mad. It's just, I don't know. Well, we got to go commercial. So keep in mind that you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover, and also check out the website thisdateisover.com. Go to the blog. We do have our, of course, bandwagon post about the Ray Rice situation, so check it out. It's at thisdateisover.com/rr, you know, Ray Rice. So thisdateisover.com/rr, check it out, and we'll be right back. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel. and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds? At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. That was a throwback for you right there. PM Dawn, whatever happened to them?
Classic.
PM Dawn, Die Without You. And I just got a text message. Let me go ahead and put that on mute. How about that? But yes, PM Dawn, what happened to them?
It turned in afternoon. No kidding. That's bad. I'm not a stand-up comedian, I promise.
Clearly. And we've been talking about this Ray Rice situation. You know, can a domestic abuser be rehabilitated? But before we get into that, announcements once again. Halloween is coming up. So on October 25th, you going to get your costume?
Yeah, I got to figure out where I'm going
to
go back.
Okay, October 25th, we're going to go to a vineyard. We're going to go to Miracle Valley Vineyard in Delaplane, Virginia. We're going to board the charter bus at New Carrollton Metro if you're in the D.C. area. So get your tickets, not now, but right now, because the early bird tickets are still on sale until the 27th of September. Go to thisdateisover.com, click on the events tab, and buy your tickets. Don't come to me on October 24th asking if there are any tickets left. Please don't do it, because I know how people are, last minute purchases, and the bus is going to go ahead and show up late to the bus. Go ahead. We meet up at 10 o'clock in the morning because it's like an hour and a half drive
y'all
to get to the venue.
On CP time, huh?
No. So go ahead and show up late if you want to. Don't text me asking, like, where's the bus? Like, I'm so sorry, sweetheart. We are on 95 South.
Hold the bus for me.
Right. We are in Chantilly. Or I don't even know what route we're going to get there. We on 66. We on 2. I don't know. But, yeah. So get your tickets. Go to thisdateisover.com. Click on the events tab and get your tickets for the Do It For Divine Halloween Day Trip. I can already taste the vino right now.
You ready, huh?
I am so ready. I'm so ready that I don't know what the hell I'm going to put on as a costume.
I think I know what I want to come as.
I know what I want to come as, but yeah. I don't know. And also, in other news, see, hey, I'm showing everybody the flyer. Hey. As if you guys in the radio world can see what the hell I'm doing. You can't. I'm holding up this lovely flyer of my mom's singing group. They're called Silk Soul. It's an evening with Silk Soul on Sunday, November 16th from 5 to 9 p.m. It's if you're into oldies but goodies like Earth, Wind & Fire, The Shy Lights, Stylistics, Blue Magic.
It's perfect.
My mom's group is totally awesome. They've been together for 30 years.
Nice. Wow.
So, yeah. Check them out. Tell your parents. You know, if this music is a little too old for you, it ain't too old for me because I'm going to be at the show. I'll be at the show 5 to 9. Get your tickets. You can email me info@thisdateisover.com if you're interested. It's going to be in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Tickets include dinner, dancing, and live entertainment. Mm. Hello. I mean, you don't get no better than that. And you get to meet my mama. She is awesome.
Hey, what's up, mama?
Hey, I don't like the way you said that.
Hold on. How am I supposed to say?
You sound a little too flirty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You flirt with my mother.
Hey, how you doing, mama? You good? You good?
See, that's when I'll get violent. Like, going back to domestic violence, because you know that is a very serious topic. You can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. Now, I can't remember the statistics, but if I'm not mistaken, when it comes to domestic violence statistics for Black women, that if you leave, I thought it was you're more inclined to die or get killed by the person if you leave. Am I incorrect on that statistic? Let me go back. I guess I should have been more prepared before I came back from the break. No, like if they were saying, you know, a lot of people say, oh, she should just leave, and you know, going back to the Ray Rice situation. Oh, she should just leave. And I thought the statistics were such that when it comes to Black women, that they're more inclined, like it's like they're 75% more inclined to be killed if they do leave.
Wow, well, that's a disturbing statistic.
Very disturbing statistic.
Very.
Yeah.
Really? There's he said no. Very.
I know something. It's like 15% of Americans will report having been exposed to or experienced domestic violence in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I think 3 women and 1 man die by, you know, being killed by their partner, like every day, something like that.
That's too high.
That's just ridiculous.
That number is too high.
That is too high. That's very scary. So, Howard.
Yes, ma'am.
I forgot. Did I tell everybody who was in the studio with me? I don't even know if I announced you guys. So I got DH, I got Howard, and Dr. Gray, but I'm passing the mic to Howard.
Yes. Put me on the spot.
I'm putting you all on the spot.
I'm ready.
If this was your sister,
ooh,
Janae Rice was your sister, what would you advise her to do?
What would I advise her to do?
Well, what would, no, excuse me. What would you do?
That's where.
He's like, I'd be in jail.
But here's the thing. Ray Rice is a grown man, mm-hmm. a grown professional. I hit people for a living, man. But I would still, like, I'd get an entourage. I'd get something because we're gonna have to confront this man. Like, there's no, because I have a little sister. So, I mean, I've looked at every boyfriend she's had, and I had to say, okay, he's cool, but if I have to take this dude, is it gonna be me? Do I gotta get the homies? Like, whatever the situation is, like, if that's my family, I'm going in. That's what already, I'm doing. That's already. What I'm doing. So
what is that going to solve?
It's not a
resolution. So basically, you're gonna go to jail. You're gonna become some dude's wife.
We're gonna fight. I'm not trying to murder nobody.
But it might lead to that because the adrenaline is pumping, and you're beating the hell out of this guy who has harmed your sister. You might end up killing him.
I feel like I can draw that line.
Yeah,
but
sure you can.
But to your other question, my advice to my sister would be to leave. Like, come stay with me, figure it out, get everything lined up. Leave tonight. We'll go back. Me, you, and a couple other people will go back to get your stuff as necessary. And let's dead it right now. I don't want to see you going through this no more. What she decides to do is on her. She's an adult.
So she says, I'm going to go back with him. You know, what he proposed. We're going to go through with the marriage, you know, the wedding. I love him. Are you going to go to the wedding?
See, these are tough questions, too.
But this is a reality. That's what happened because right. they ended up getting married a few
correct.
Months later.
I don't know. That would be something I'd really have to ponder upon. I think that it would need to be. And while I did say that I would go out and try to avenge her in the heat of the moment and all that, I do feel like if this was something that she decided to stay, like me, this dude, and whoever else need to have a conversation. Not violence, just... This is unacceptable. How do we make sure this don't happen again? And if it does, what are the consequences? What's going mm-hmm. on and how that all works out? But
so how would he regain your trust? You know, he said, you know what? It was a real heated time. We had been drinking. You know, she pushed me and I got carried away. I'm sorry. I love your sister very much.
I'll say this. I've been in the opposite situation mm-hmm. where a male family member hit someone and I had to be like, yo, like, that's not what we do. Pulled him back, like, is this someone you need to be with? What's going on? Like, really, really talk to him. And mm-hmm. I mean, I don't believe it's happened again, but I mean, I don't know. So I mean, it's a very difficult situation. And as a family member, male or female, I think my role is to advise to the best of my ability, but show them that, one, I'm supporting them in whatever mm-hmm. decision they make.
But that goes back to my question. Are you going to go to the wedding? Because if you're supporting...
I have to. If I say I'm supporting you, while I may not agree with the choice that you made...
Are you going to be the person, if anyone sees fit that these two should not be joined in holy matrimony, please speak now, forever hold your peace?
Because we would have had that conversation.
Like, no, they should not be married. I hate him. He's a woman beater. Yeah. That's my baby sister. I will kill him. Yeah. You're not going to be that person at the church?
No. Cause I
you're not going to call for, like, have a sneezing fit
him,
out the blue?
But you also have to have that conversation with her. Like, what is it going to be?
That's going to be you? Anyways, we got to go to commercial. That's why these commercial breaks come around so quickly. So keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Something new.
I like it.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you really like it?
Especially on hump day, man.
I do.
You like it on hump day?
Absolutely.
And you know what? We release our blog every hump day. So check out the website, thisdateisover.com. The latest blog is Story to Tell. And actually, we're going to talk about that one on next week's show. Whew! I think. Maybe, perhaps. We shall. It's a very interesting story. It goes along the lines of, I don't know if you guys saw that story recently about the woman who raped a man.
No.
Yes. Yeah. So check out thisdateisover.com. That's what this week's blog is about, A Story to Tell. So keep it right here on The Flow on rocktheflow.com.
Whoa! The
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Trust me, you don't even trust me, don't you really love me,
you don't trust me. Trust me. You don't trust me. You don't trust me.
You're listening to the Status of Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. I swear, every time I hear this song, it takes me back to Miami. It takes me back to, I had to close my eyes, the best sushi I have ever had is at this restaurant in South Beach called Sushi Samba. And they were playing music like this. Every time I hear this, I want some sushi. So if anybody's in Miami right now, or New York, or Paris, please pick up some sushi for me. I'd greatly appreciate that. But you just heard music from DH.
Hey,
again.
Hey.
Song was called Trust. So good job, DH.
Oh, well, I appreciate
it. So tell
that,
the good people how they can find you on social media and whatnot.
Okay, well, I'm listed everywhere. It's DH underscore major. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud. Any social media app that's about to come out, that's what I'm gonna be on.
So DH underscore major.
Yep, that's it. That's it. And also that song we played earlier, Blame It on the Weekend, will be out next Tuesday on iTunes. Please go download and support the cause.
Dope.
The music game is very expensive.
It is very expensive.
It's very expensive. So I would appreciate any donations and just the support, you know.
I think I got 25 cents in my purse.
Hey, I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it. I can't give you a receipt for it, though.
Okay.
That's cool.
All right. So, Dr. Gray, how can people find you online? Because, yes, Dr. Gray is the real doctor. He's the real deal. Holyfield.
Well, website, you know, www.jegrayassociates.com. Gray with an A. Believe it or not, I am trying to be on Twitter, and I say trying because I got the account, but it's kind of like, you know, I got so much going on, I don't get to get on there. But at J.E. Gray PhD for Twitter, and then, you know, I finally started a Facebook page, so I just do a search for J.E. Gray and Associates, and mm-hmm. I'm there. So, you know, I'm still working this whole thing out. Sometimes I'm on the computer and feeling like I need to go get a, you know, my 10-year-old now little brother. Be like, hey, come help me out over here. I'm feeling old. But I'm working it out, so I'm around.
So, Howard.
Yes, ma'am.
It's up to you. Would you like to share your contact info?
Bakerman 1911. BAKERMAN 1911. I'm not a doctor.
He's an expert on all things shimmying.
Or a professional singer. But I do some events and I do some other things. So come check me out. And yeah, we have a good time. So.
Cool. When's the next fish fry? Because I missed it.
The fish fry was 2-3 weeks ago. No, it was Labor Day weekend. I was in Aruba that weekend, so I missed
I hadn't
too.
Even at the same weekend. We had cocktails everybody. And conversations. Yeah. You know, we've been gone for a minute, so what have I done? See, I've been to Cancun.
I whooped y'all in laser tag.
We're not talking about
I
that.
Just want y'all
anyways,
to know that.
Let me cut his mic off. So let's see. I went to Cancun.
Yeah.
And then I had a mother effing ball. After that, we did the late night laser tag. Mm-hmm. And Howard was there. He did okay.
Domination.
Then, let's see. Cocktails and conversations. We had two of those. We had one in Bethesda around Preakness time. It was the same day as Preakness. And then we had the other one, the Labor Day weekend. And we had a mother effing ball. Kudos to the team at the Daily Grill in D.C. Yeah. On, was it 12th and M? I need to know this.
It's next Ozio?
Yeah. Is that 18th and M?
18th.
Sorry. Yeah. It's like 1200 M Street or something. Sorry. Sorry, yes. 18th and M. We had a mother effing ball, and that's sangria. $5. They have happy hour on Saturdays, okay?
Ooh.
The food was great. The service was great. The conversation was out of this world. So
nice.
We'll be doing that again soon. But keep in mind that we are doing the Halloween day trip. Get your tickets at thisdateisover.com. And check out our events tab. So, yeah, back to the subject at hand. We're talking about domestic violence. And Howard.
Yes.
correct me on that statistic that I was telling you about black women who, you know.
I was reading a small article here, and it says that two organizations are putting out some statistics, the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence and the University of Minnesota's Institute of Domestic Violence in the African American Community. A lot of words. But basically what they were saying is that of all the black women that tried to remove themselves from a domestic violent situation, 50% actually end up being killed before they're able to get away.
Wow.
50%.
And that is really unfortunate. That, I mean, that really breaks my heart. And I feel like it goes back to what I was saying, that black women are not protected.
Yeah.
Like, who can we run to? Where is our safe haven?
I mean, that's just to hear that stat, that's saddening. I mean, 50%. That means...
That is startling.
That's, you know, if it's not me, it's you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and I mean...
That made me feel bad because that's what my shirt says.
Yeah.
That's our popular t-shirt. Yeah. It's not me, it's you. That's, I don't like that, the way that you said it. So ignore what he just said about the shirt. But I'm... if you or anyone you know is dealing with a domestic violence situation, please visit thehotline.org, which is the National Domestic Violence Hotline webpage. Or you can call 1-800-799-7233. Once again, it's 1-800-799-7233. Or go to thehotline.org. Because, you know, we want people to get the help they need. I know you can't make adults do what they don't want to do, so... But if you could just provide them with that information, at least know that you did your part. You know,
absolutely.
Pray for them, be a support system, but also make certain, I mean, you can call the hotline yourself, even if you're not being abused, just to find out how you can help someone, or maybe how you can volunteer your own time and money, because this stuff ain't cheap. You know, building these homes for women to stay in and their children, it ain't cheap. It takes money. So the next time you want to create a meme about domestic violence, put some money to that, okay?
I think for some places you can even like donate old cell phones.
Yep.
So that they they will donate them to, you know, shelters or domestic violence shelters and things like that. So that way, you know, women that may be leaving everything behind still have a way to reach out and get a hold of family.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do believe even if the phone is disconnected, as long as it's charged, that you are able to dial 911.
Yeah.
You know, that so even if they can't call you, they can still use that phone for something. They can still call 911 to get the help that they need. So,
you know, I have no affiliation with this, but my wife told me about it. There's an app called Circle of Six.
Really?
Yeah, it's a free app. You can put it on your phone, and it's kind of like, you know, like Verizon had your five family, whatever.
Right.
But it puts it on your phone that people are available at the touch of just like a couple of buttons.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So literally, you can put in like your six favorite people, you know, in case of emergency. So if you're in a tough situation, some kind of problem, whether it's, you know, you're out drinking too much or, you know, you're in one of these situations, it's kind of like you can't dial. You can, you know, get your phone out and hit two buttons and it'll dial the six people that you have notified and send them a message saying, you know, it could be a pre-programmed message of, you know, help me. Come get me. Here's where I am.
Yeah.
You know, all that information comes out. So
it says Circle of Six. With Circle of Six, you can connect with your friends to stay close, stay safe, and prevent violence before it happens.
Wow.
The Circle of Six app for iPhone and Android makes it quick and easy to reach the six friends you choose. Wow. Okay. I never even heard of that till you said anything.
Dope.
Smart, very smart. Circle of Six. So yeah, we got to go to commercial once again. So keep it right here on The Flow. This date is over radio on The Flow. Testing out our new night, new time, Wednesday nights. Oops, almost dropped the microphone. Okay, let me stop moving stuff. Yeah, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. You can also download the TuneIn app to check us out. Search for Surpassing AM. Took me a while to figure out what the heck the station was. I don't know what's going on with TuneIn. I used to be able to search for The Flow or The Flow DC. It would show up. But now, it ain't showing up, so I don't know what's going on with TuneIn. So if you download the TuneIn app, just search for Surpassing AM, and we're the station that pops up. So check us out. Make certain you tune in. Check out the show and all the other great programming that we do have here on The Flow. We'll be right back after the break.
Thank you.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
At highway speeds, the average text...
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on the flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. I got some special guests in the studio. I got Howard. What's up, Howard?
How you doing?
Got D. Oh, hello. Sorry. Howard trying to kill us. We got DH. I can't even hear now.
I'm trying to recoup.
I apologize. It's 100% my fault.
What's going on, guys? We got Dr. Gray.
Good evening.
Now, one of the things I didn't get a chance to touch on, because we're talking about domestic violence tonight, and keep in mind that we've got some time left. You can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. And we talk about, you know, domestic violence and wanting to protect black women and whatnot, or protect women in general, because a lot of us turn a blind eye to a lot of bad things. But, you know, we're so up in arms about this Ray Rice situation, but a lot of guys especially will turn a blind eye when their friend, their guy friend is cheating on their wives. I don't get that. Because if you are so, you know, pro-protect her heart, you know, you were at the wedding, you signed off on it saying, hey, I agree for my friend to marry her. I agreed along with him to help protect her. Why am I turning a blind eye to this man, you know, flirting with this woman, sleeping with all these other women, and possibly bringing home diseases to his wife or breaking up their family? How come we don't have that same, you know, anger and disappointment when it comes to our friends, you know, guys especially? That's one thing I don't understand, because I remember I was out of town at one time in my life and I saw some of my guy friends and we decided to go out for drinks and whatnot, and there was a woman that tagged along. I didn't know her. I just thought maybe she knew them from, you know, I don't know everybody's friends, so whatever. But long story more boring, she starts tonguing down one of the guys that I know. I'm just like, okay, I thought he was married. So I didn't say anything at the time because he wasn't wearing his wedding ring, and I don't know, you know, I don't see him all the time. So I don't know. I said, maybe something's, you know, they're not together no more. I don't know. So when he and the other chick stepped away, I approached one of my other guy friends who's a lot closer to him than I am. I said, yo, what's going on with this? Like, is he not married anymore? They're like, oh, no, he's still married. Pardon? Yeah, they're still together. He's with his wife. I'm like, okay, but you sat here and you watched him and this chick go at it for 30 minutes straight. I don't even, like, they were going at it so hard they ended up leaving where we were. And I'm just like, why would you allow for that to happen? So he's going to go home to his wife, sleep with his wife, and bring home whatever it is that he got from this chick. He might have even gotten this chick pregnant, but you're cool with that. Like, they said nothing. And I was disgusted. I have not looked at them the same since. I'm still disgusted by that. So, fellas, Dr. Gray, why are men okay with turning a blind eye to such behavior? What is, I think, is just as bad as domestic violence. It's not worse, but it's, you know, this is your wife, and you choose to, you know, disrespect her.
Well, you know, I'm going to go right to that last part of your statement, choosing to disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if this is somebody that you love, and if this is, you know, if this is your boy and you see him doing this, then it's a question of challenging him to say, you know, where are you in your relationship? Are you loving your wife? Are you respecting your wife? If there's a problem, then y'all need to handle that. You got to find a different way. But this is not the way,
mm-hmm.
because this is causing more problems than it's going to generate solutions.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to be in the relationship, then man up and say so. But let your wife be free to make her own decisions.
But a lot of guys won't even say that. They will be like, oh, that's just him. And they use it as an excuse. And that bothers me. Like, you know that he is in the wrong. He got somebody at home with kids. They got four kids. And she find out she gonna chop him up, or even she gonna get half or more than half. She gonna get his kids, gonna get his house, and he's not gonna get a damn thing. But you guys are cool with him being all over this woman. I don't get that.
I'm not gonna say that it's acceptable.
It's accepted, which makes me think that it's acceptable.
DH isn't going to say that it's acceptable.
Is DH going to pull his friend and say, hey, what are you doing? You have a good woman at home who is raising your three or four kids that you married. Y'all been together for 15 years. What's your problem, my man?
Hey, but like I said,
I mean, want to see that in front of me. Like,
right.
Do that behind closed doors on your own time. Don't do that stuff in front of me.
I feel you. But I feel like every situation has its own, you know, unique circumstances. Mm-hmm. And I'll let them know. Because some stuff I can't fight. You know what I mean? I can't fight all your battles. And at the end of the day, you're a grown man like I'm a grown man. And I can't tell you what to do. I can offer my opinion if I'm asked my opinion.
But if you saw your friend
pull
out a syringe and shoot some heroin in their arm, you just going to sit there? Like, oh, that's just him being him. You can probably jump and say, yo, what are you doing?
Nah, I mean, it's a tough situation.
Exactly. So, Howard.
Well, I mean, I've been in a situation where I've had homeboys, like, we went out one evening and there was the potential to do stuff. And he was like, yo, like, I'm thinking about doing this. I'm like, look, man, you got this joint at the house. You talking about getting married, such and such. You really need to think about it. So as a man, that's all I can say to you. If we go out there and you decide to hook up, make out with whoever, I mean, just like, you, all right, that's you. But if that conversation didn't happen prior to, if it looks like it's going, if there's a gap where I have the opportunity to be like, yo, what's good, like, what's going on, I'll do that. But I'm not gonna be like, yo, stop, back up off him, chick, I don't know you,
yeah,
bro.
But if he call up and slap her, you gonna be like, yo, stop.
Yes.
So we pick and choose when we're gonna get involved.
We are. But I do still feel like.
Because that hurts just as bad as a woman to be cheated on, or as a person, that hurts just as bad. I'm like, okay, and like I said, if you were in that wedding, you signed off and said, hey, you know what, I think that my friend is a good fit for her, I'm supporting this union, so why should you not help him to, even though it's his responsibility, but I think that those friends should play a role into helping to respect that union.
I feel like it's based upon how much you know about the situation. If this is a guy that he's been with her for a while, and you know some of the background and what they've been through, you know, I might be liable to say, hey, bro, you sure this is what you want to do? Like Howard said, and I think he said it clearly for me because I couldn't get it out. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's basically what it is. I mean, depending upon the situation. You know,
so,
what I mean? And I would definitely say,
if they
know,
going through a trying time, you like, oh, you know what, it's cool.
I mean,
well, she be nagging
cool.
you, so
I'm,
go ahead right. and hit that joint.
I
mean, up.
Look, I'm not gonna say that it's cool, but you know, I may ask some questions. But at the end of the day, it's not on me to stop him from doing whatever he's gonna do.
And I'm not even saying that it's not that it's on you to stop him. But I see that guys generally will not say anything.
Well,
they will not say a word. They will just like, oh, okay.
I think it depends on the guys that you're around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I could see, you know, back in the day, having some friends that would do that. But I also can see, like, some of the guys that I know now where they're not putting up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's I'm fortunate to be a part of that particular group.
That type of stuff.
Because I know that these are all men of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, they are going to hold me accountable like I'm going to hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. And then we all respect
That's
each other
word.
In that sense.
Accountability, yes.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of people don't have accountability partners anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, maybe they need to get some.
A lot of people don't want to take on that responsibility because it's not my problem. That's him. That's his relationship. That's his wife. That's her husband.
I'm just going to sip my tea.
Right. Not my problem. Not my business.
Well, if it takes a village to raise a child, how much more does it take to save a relationship?
Yeah. And so that leads to my final question. Do you think this relationship with Ray Rice and his wife can be saved?
You know,
because, you know, this is something that's playing out in the public's eye, unfortunately. So can this be saved?
I think
in 15 seconds or less, because we got to get out soon. We're playing outro music.
If they are willing to do some serious therapy, talk about and figure out what their issues are. And I mean, it's going to be a minute because they're talking about changing behavior and they're both deeply committed. Then yes. But if they are having any doubts at all, it would probably be better for them to move on and start over again.
Because I'm always wondering, how is he going to shut that off? If he is, he gets paid to be aggressive on the field, how can he shut that off when he gets home? Because, you know, a lot of people say don't bring your work home with you, but it happens. I know I get very stressed on my job, and sometimes I just go home and I might cry. I might have a glass of wine. I might go to sleep. But, you know, sometimes I do bring that stress home and I try not to even talk to anybody. But he might, you know, everybody doesn't have that shut off valve. What? So, just, I don't know, my 5 cents. Whatever. But, yeah, also, sorry, Dr. Gray, back to you. Any final words before we get out of here?
Well, you know, my thing is always going to come back to communication, really working that out, being honest, being vulnerable, but really just figuring out what you value, figuring out what's important, and really trying to make decisions about how you're going to handle situations before you get into those situations. Because what's the statement? You know, proper planning prevents
Piss poor preparation promotes piss poor performance. Piss poor performance promotes pain. 12 P's.
See?
Yeah. I think that's for a different venue, but that's fine.
I know, right? But anyways, final words, DH.
Oh, man.
Quickly.
Quickly, I got you. Yeah, I think that if anyone's in a situation like this, you know, do your best to, you know, work on it if you feel like it's worth being there. And if, you know, if it's not going to be something that you can handle going forward, you know, as far as trying to work it out, get out of the situation. You got to do what's best for you and your family. And
do what's best for you.
Absolutely.
So, Howard, final words?
Put yourself in a situation and kind of reflect and imagine how you would react in it, and before you're so quick to judge.
Right.
Because
you will never know
exactly
until you're in that situation.
And if you know someone in the situation, be supportive.
Yes. Be supportive. I know that sounds difficult, and no, we are not condoning domestic violence on this show. Nobody in here condones domestic violence, but we're understanding that people have to live their lives the way they see fit. And if they want to stay with their partner, then that's their business. It may be a very sad situation, but you can't make an adult do what they don't want to do.
Absolutely.
If there's so much love and passion and years invested in this person and they want to stay with them, then I don't know. Just, you know, I don't know. I mean, try to help them as best you can. But as I said before, if you know somebody that's in that situation, and who's been a victim of domestic violence, or if you want to know how to help a victim of domestic violence, please get in contact with the National Domestic Violence Hotline. The number is 1-800-799-7233, 1-800-799-7233. You can also visit their website, thehotline.org, and figure out how you can get involved. So don't just talk about it, be about it. Get involved, help somebody, because, you know, people are going to do what they want to do, but you can also be, you know, you can lend a helping hand and put your money where your mouth is. Put some money up for the cause, too. But that's my 5 cents. You know, we got to get out of here before I go over time. But I'll be back next Wednesday. About to say Sunday. No, not Sunday.
Wednesday.
Still testing out this Wednesday night thing, y'all. So next Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on The Flow, check out This Date Is Over Radio with your girl, Miss Marie. Don't forget to get your tickets to the Halloween Day Trip. Go to thisdateisover.com. And click on our events tab. So I'm looking forward to seeing all you guys coming.
Yes, sir.
Everybody?
Absolutely.
Everybody coming?
Absolutely.
I hope so. So anyways, you guys have a great night. Thank you to my guests for joining me. And thank you guys out there for listening. And go to the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and relationship woes. And check out our blog. I just said a mouthful. So now I'm going to shut up. So good night. Have a good week. Well, good rest of the week. Bye-bye.